正しい答えなんてないないない悲しく過ごすの過ごすの過ごすの
Step in the party, la who is he? Shawty yell on me, she feeling my jewelry. Designer was up, that ain't nothing new to me. Guess what I'm wearing through can of Louis V. Shake it, shake it, shake it. No doggy beep, but I'm back with your main chick. Bacon, 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 bacon. I seen a pink, so we changing location. Switching, swerving, ducking, lurking. Whole state's working, keep it working. Back it up, do it on purpose. I stay protected and y'all keep on burning. Light up a fire, bitch, I feel like heat blast. Underground crawling, bitch, where's my seat at? They be like, bubbles, did you really mean that? I be like, sweet as, and then take a sea bath, bitch. Losing King Carson, think I'm a crackhead, I'm a Daniel Larson. I hit the bullseye, I aim for the target. Never ever do I miss a stay flawless. You know I'm all in, better men's my condition, man. I be posting with every single ring.
Right, you're listening to Lose It by Lil Bubblegum, who is one of the two artists that are joining us in the studio right now. We've got Luke, aka Lil Bubblegum, along with Latoa. How are you guys doing?
Amazing. I'm chilling, great.
Bro.
Happy.
Chilling. Happy to be here, man.
Yeah.
Happy to be here.
Luke, you mentioned that you've been in the BFM studio before, right?
Oh yeah, like a fat minute ago. We did like a little DJ set for the last AKL Lifestyle show.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's pretty skunks, yeah.
Awesome, yeah. Well, that's the topic that we're going to be discussing today. You know, you guys are both on the lineup for the next AKL Lifestyle show, which is going to be happening at Double Whammy this Friday. What can audiences expect? You know, what's going to happen?
Bro, it's just the craziest show of the year, man. Just the craziest live show of the year. I mean, like, AKL Lifestyle is really just like about showing a collective of artists and like producers and DJs and just bringing everyone together. So it's like, it's really just a community. Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, I mean, just to keep it simple, I think it's just going to be a lot of fun packed in one room, you know, people raging, having fun. You know, just listening to new music and like accepting a lot of different types of different music.
Yeah.
And but yeah, I don't know. I think it's gonna be cool to like especially get involved with the electronic scene that's coming along. You know, coming from just rappers, you know, we're delving into this new kind of world.
But yeah. So there's gonna be a big lineup of underground rappers and electronic artists and producers.
Yeah.
Who are some of the people in the lineup apart from yourselves, of course, that you think that people should keep an eye out for on that day?
We rock with everybody. I've been like mutuals with Gunyears for a minute. He's super sick, kind of like in the electronic rave EDM sort of world. DCC is pretty cool. Like, yeah, our whole lineup I reckon stacked. But it's just cool to be like in this lineup. They're super diverse. Like, you know, everyone's coming for like different vibes, but you get a taste of like everything, which I think is what I guess sets the show apart from anything else happening right now. Because like a lot of time you pull it to a show and it'll be kind of just like either just hip hop and that's it. So AKL Lifestyle is just about like bringing all these different crowds of people together and just showcasing it all.
Yeah.
And I think that's the beauty of it, is just like all these different sounds. Because me personally as an artist, you know, I can't stick to one sound, one genre. So like being in a room listening to a whole bunch of different stuff is just like, music to my ears, you know?
That's the one, man. That's the
music
one.
Music to my ears.
Yeah. Have you guys been to or like performed at other shows that have, apart from AKL Lifestyle, that have a mix of, you know, producers, DJs, and rappers all on the same lineup before?
I guess really like the only thing that does that is like festivals.
Yeah.
I don't think too many, I guess, live shows that we have in Auckland or in NZ like have a collection of different artists. It's usually just festivals, to be honest, like Laneway or Bay Dreams or Snap.
Yeah, I also did feel like we were like the dark horses, the outliers of the festivals. But that's what made it cool. It was fun. We're just bringing this new kind of energy.
Yeah, meanwhile, everyone else is D&B,
drum and bass. Like, you know, nothing wrong with that, but it was cool to be, you know, not the difference. You know, there's a lot of artists that are like doing different stuff, bringing it to festivals, but it was good to be a part of that, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And it's not just music at this show. You know, there's also going to be some visual installations and also a pop-up event run by 1999. You know, can you tell us about some of the other elements of the show that'll be there as well?
I think like clothing and fashion is such a like crucial part of music, and it goes like hand in hand, especially when it comes to like image wise and like it's just kind of the swag. So shout out 1999. It's gonna be crazy, to be honest. It's gonna be fire. Do you want to speak more on?
I think I'm just gonna double down on that. You know, it all goes hand in hand. You know, you know, you look at a musician; they gotta have some sense of fashion. You know,
swag.
You know, gotta have some swag. You know, everyone's different, but you know, we had to bring that to the show.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, would you say that like local streetwear brands and local fashion brands play a big role in the music scene as well?
Yeah, 100%.
Especially like shout out the One of None crew, like all of it kind of goes hand in hand, because I think everyone that's just kind of listening to like, I guess, New Zealand artists or like niche sort of artists, they're super influenced by fashion too and like style, and that all goes hand in hand.
Also, Auckland's so small, so like all the creatives know each other, you know.
Facts, bro.
And you know, it's, and it's cool to like also delving into the different world, you know, in the fashion world. And you know, it's just cool that we're all homies. We can all bring it into one room.
So next, let's talk about the name AKL Lifestyle itself. You know, when, where did that name come about and what does it mean, basically?
I guess it came from like a bit of like Nine Lives. Shout out Max. Like, kind of, because I feel like in Auckland, we don't have like a lot of local events happening in terms of this music space or the music space that we're in. So AKL Lifestyle kind of originated from just the need, or like the the space, the gap between for like live music when it comes to this sort of space, because especially for hip hop, like in the last 2-3 years in Australia and New Zealand, like there's been a huge decline in people going to hip hop shows. So the show is really about like bringing all like the people that are really into rap or like really into the underground together, but then also all these other groups that are into electronic, because at the end of the day, it all kind of meshes together, and you get all these little subgenres. But yeah, that's kind of where it originates from, if that makes sense.
I got nothing to say on that.
So, and in a way, it's about bringing a sense of community into the Tamaki Makoto scene.
Exactly. And just like, bringing everyone together, because like, I think Izzy's, I always bring out this Izzy quote, but it's like, if one of us wins, we all win. So it's really about just messing with everyone's music. Because there's a lot of artists, like, or a lot of genres that I don't particularly listen to, but it's like, if someone's doing mean as or like whatever, then I'm going to support it and show love.
Yeah, I actually, to add on that, because like, there is the decline in people going to hip-hop shows, but there all is also like a scene in New Zealand for like, you know, pure New Zealand hip-hop. Like, you know, like there's pure New Zealand hip-hop, and it's cool that like us more alternative artists that are, you know, yet again delving into different realms, you know, it's it's cool to like build a home for those listeners and those musicians.
Exactly. I guess to add on to that, there is like the super like hardcore like New Zealand like hip-hop heads, but then for us it's like about trying to inspire like other people to maybe try something like a little bit different, or like, because that's what, that's the kind of music we rock with, and we like, we love everything, but it's about just kind of bringing all the community together to something a little bit different.
And how would you describe the state of, you know, the underground hip-hop scene in Tamaki Makoto? Would you see that, say that community is something that it needs a little bit more of at the moment?
Totally, bro. I think it needs, it needs a lot more, I think, support. Because I think there's so much talent here. Like, there's incredible amounts of, like, talent in the space. But also, there's just not a lot, enough support, and not enough, like, people putting out enough music. I guess when you look at the UK underground, or, like, especially, like, Australian underground right now, like, it's just going up. But New Zealand's kind of stuck in one place. And I also think that's because New Zealand's quite behind when it comes to what's going on overseas when it comes to music. So the show is just like, it's just about putting people on to like what's actually happening.
And I also think like, it's like, you know, I think we're in a weird phase where New Zealand's trying to find its identity for music. And I think that's what's so beautiful about it, is because there's so many different people making different types of music. And it, like, I think eventually we're going to find that pathway to see how like Australia's built, you know, their laneway for music. I think it's coming for New Zealand.
So you guys are sort of like creating a new movement in the local scene in a way.
I think just trialing. Just trying stuff.
I think so.
So, and then finally, you know, for the people who've been listening in, you know, who are passionate about local underground hip hop and electronic music, where can they go to buy tickets and catch you guys?
hey man, go on Eventbrite, or like any of our socials. We'll have it in like link in the bio.
Yep.
And you can also buy tickets at the door, but you can get a little bit cheaper if you just buy it online. But yeah, show's this Friday. I think doors open at like 8. So pull up, double whammy, K Road. It's gonna be crazy. Don't miss it.
I'm in it. And I guess, you know, while you guys are still here, you know, do you have any of your own new music that you want to plug, perhaps, or anything else you guys are working on you want to talk about on air?
Oh yeah, I got an album on the way. Had my debut kind of like mixtape a few years ago called Glockstar, and I've promised an album every year for like the past 4 years.
Been itching.
It's coming next year. I promise. It's done. I just need to drop it. That's it.
Let's go. Yeah. That's the one.
Hell yeah. Well, once again, oh, thank you guys for coming in. If you guys want to get tickets to AKL Lifestyle, head over to higherground.flickit.co.nz, and you can also get some more information from Under the Radar about how to get to this gig. Anyway, we're going to head into some tunes. Up next is a track by both Lil Bubblegum and Litoa. This is a track called Guap.
Let's go.